This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Ashley Kluber in from Umpqua Valley Arts. A big special event tomorrow, the opening of a new exhibit. Tell us about it.
It's going to be our 2024 annual members exhibit. Every year we host this showcase of our artist members' work that they do in their artistic practice. So a lot of it is going to be new and recent work, never before seen at Umpqua Valley Arts, from about 110, 112 of our members, I think.
Wow. And basically, is it set up so anybody who's a member could actually enter?
Yeah, anybody who's a member. So it's non-juried, no theme. So we have a lot of shows. They can be juried or themed, and they may have particular parameters. This one doesn't. You just got to fit some of our size requirements so it can fit through our front door. But for the most part, it's no themed, no juried. I'm still waking up.
Yeah. So what kind of different media do we see tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. There's so much. Everything ranging from traditional works like paintings and drawings, pen and ink to oils and acrylics, all the way to 3D works. If anybody has seen our postcard circulating or seen on Facebook our announcement about it, we have a piece by Nancy Waterson Scharf that is a wood base with like painted glass panels in a row, which is really cool.
Wow. And you said how many different works are?
A piece per member is welcomed, so we have about 112 at least. I'd have to double check the exact number, but I know we got over 110 this year, which is really, really cool.
So it's not necessarily like your typical show where each gallery might have kind of like a theme.
Right. So we normally do have about four different shows going on, but now this time around we have, actually it's five if you count the student gallery. This time around we have two. The member show takes up all of our main galleries, everything from Hallie Brown Ford to Gallery 2 at the end of the hall, and then we also have a special showcase of Sutherland Middle School students' work. They entered into a poster contest recently for the Lions Club, and we're showcasing the entries that they submitted.
Wow. What kinds of things did they do?
So the show is about peace and their interpretation of peace. So there's lots of bright, colorful works. A lot of the students chose a lot of rainbows and drawing all the different flags of the world. So it's a really bright and colorful show.
Now, all of this begins tomorrow, which means you've got a full day ahead of you, I suspect.
Yes. The bulk of the work's done. We did our exhibition transition where our previous show came out. We hung the current show, and now it's just doing the fine details. And it's still a lot of work, but we're getting there.
And are you having a reception tomorrow?
Yes. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to open the doors for everybody to get a first look at the show. There's going to be some food and drink available. We're going to have James Lucier III, if you've ever seen him playing around town. He's going to be doing some music for us, and it's going to be a lovely time of getting to know the artists and just, you know, coming together as a community.
Seems like you get pretty good crowds for that.
We do. It's some of our regularly attended events that get a lot of people coming in the door, because a lot of people want to get a first look at the art. They also want to meet the artists, because this is the one time that some of the artists will come down to come to the show, just depending on their schedules, but a lot of them come for the opening reception.
Well, and because these are all members, more of them are really from the local area, probably.
Yeah, we do have some members that are from out of the area. I know we have one, for example, in Idaho, but the majority of them, I would say, is definitely from Roseburg, so it's a real big community show. I would say it's very community-driven.
I know sometimes I've been over there for openings, and you're looking at something, and you see somebody kind of watching you, and you realize, oh, it's the artist. And it's really, you have some great conversations there about, you know, I had one ask me, okay, what do you see there? And that really put me on the spot, because I'm no art expert at all. But I gave him kind of what I was thinking about what I saw. And then I kind of got his take of why he did it the way he did. And it was really a great learning experience.
Yeah, that's one reason why it's awesome to come to the opening receptions to meet the artists. They're always excited to talk about their work, not just to share the idea behind it, because everybody interprets it all differently. But they also like hearing how other people interpret their work, because we're all different people and everything like that. But it's a good way to kind of engage with the artists that way, for sure.
So 4 to 7 tomorrow, right?
4 to 7.
Now, what else is going on education-wise at UVA?
Oh, so we have so much. First off, we have our Kindergarten Young Artist Program. It's for artists ages 5 to 8, and it happens on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If anybody wanted to get their young artist registered for November, that is still open. And it's just a fun time. Kids get to come after school and learn how to be an artist with different fun projects and just have a great time.
What about for adults?
Oh, for adults, we have a lot more right now. So immediately we have a jewelry making workshop next Thursday, November 7th from 6 to 8 with Sharon Sawicki. We also have what's called Ugly Drawing, and I'm actually teaching that. It's a 3-week drawing course where anybody who wanted to explore their drawing skills, practice them in a low pressure environment can come, because it's kind of a way to break down and kind of disengage from the perfect idea of a perfect drawing.
Interesting. And how do people sign up for that?
They can go to our website and sign up for that, uvarts.com. There's also some stuff on our Clay Studio page for other classes and workshops beyond that, but those are just a few to start.
All right, very good. And again, what time for the reception tomorrow?
Tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to have opening remarks at 5:30.
All right, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:40 at the Morning Report.